Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Little day game action for the Bruins yesterday. It results in their first loss of the season. It's been a very good start for the Bees. But yesterday, I wouldn't say much good came from it unless you consider the rally to at least make it a game late. You can discuss here on Jones and Keith. It's Tier Tuesday. We'll tear off horror movie franchises coming up at 11:30. It's a Tommy Tuesday. Tommy Curran at high noon. We got Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45, plus all your phone calls again at 617-779-7937. So let me preface this by saying, Keith.
Yes.
The Bruins are allowed to have a hiccup. They started 3-0, didn't think it was going to happen. They're already off to a way better start than I expected.
Way better start.
Yesterday is still disappointing, I think, in a variety of different ways. Number one, Sturm said this after the game. They weren't ready. It's an odd thing for a coach to come out and say, but
yeah, they're riding high for those first three, and then this.
It's a matinee. It's a day game. I get it's an earlier start, but it's an earlier start for Tampa, too. They're on the road. They were ready. They were up 2-0 after one. It was 3-0 basically before you could blink in the second period. And I guess I'll give the Bruins some credit for rallying back and making it a game.
Yeah, they didn't lay down and die.
Pastrnak was an absolute man at the end of that game. The hit he threw. Like, Pastrnak had an absolute man shift at the end of the game.
Looked like a captain.
So it did. And, you know, I think Sturm said that again after the game. He's like, yeah, he's our leader. It's like, well, he's not your captain.
No,
that's such a weird thing.
Such
you
a
keep
big
saying
deal about it.
You keep saying it.
I know.
So they didn't start on time. That's the obvious one. And that is, I'm sorry, a reflection on a head coach. Do you have your team ready to go? It's very basic, but he did not. The other thing is they went with Korpisalo yesterday.
I thought
that was a Swayman game.
Yeah, I did too, because we were looking at it and like they don't have back-to-backs for a little bit. And you're like, all right, the back-to-backs, you go with Korpisalo. Swayman off to a good start to the season. They play this weekend, right? They have a Saturday, Sunday. So I thought you were going to get Swayman yesterday. I thought you'd get Swayman first game of the road trip on Thursday and then pick either at Colorado or at Utah, the last two games on the little three-game road trip. I thought you would want to go with that, but splitting it early because Korpisalo, they opened the year back to back. So Korpisalo got the second game.
Yeah,
fine.
That made perfect sense. No one kicked and screamed about that.
Not trying to burn them out, but I thought you would have gotten more Swayman. So that was not even a second guess. Like when they rolled out the lineup, you're like, oh, I don't like that.
So here's the question: is this the plan? Swayman Korpisalo. Swayman Korpisalo. Is that the plan?
It shouldn't be.
Were they going to go to Swayman in the preseason, call it? Like, was that their plan to say, let's go Swayman three out of the first four, or really even four out of the first five before that second back-to-back coming up, as you just mentioned, Colorado and Utah? And then because they started 3-0, they're like, let's give Swayman a game. We're off to a good start. He's been great. I mean, I wonder if this is just the plan, which I would hate.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, on the one hand, Swayman was really good when he was playing 50% of the games. Now, is Korpisalo as good as Ullmark?
No.
Probably not, no, right? Ullmark 2 years ago was really good playing half the games.
I said I thought he would. I mean, look, Korpisalo was better here, and Ullmark was worse away. But Ullmark in a vacuum is better than Korpisalo. I'll now bend the knee on that one. Yeah.
No, but it should be, even if, I mean, it should certainly not be 50-50. If you want to say it's like 52 games to 30 games, even that for what you're paying Swayman, it should probably be higher than that.
Agreed.
But like as a baseline, and then you just basically give Korpisalo all the, you know, split all the back-to-backs. That's a no-brainer. That's what most teams do around the league anyway. And then pick and choose some of the other ones if you need to give him a break.
Yeah. Try to pick some easier opponents to spot start him and give Swayman a break so he's not playing every night.
Yeah. So I did think it was strange, you know, because there's no way you're not playing with house money 3 games into the season. So, it's a good start. You have more points than we thought they would have had in the first week of the year, but I definitely would have still played Swayman.
Okay. Their schedule coming up, Keith. They hit the road for three.
By the way, did you see the little nugget Scott McLaughlin put out there?
Wait, I think. Is this about their trip to Vegas?
Yeah.
Yes, I saw your tweet. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Scott put a tweet or a quote from Casey Mittelstadt. So he said the Bruins are flying out to Vegas yesterday. They flew out yesterday. They'll have a couple of days of team bonding before playing the Golden Knights on Thursday. Casey Mittelstadt, quote, not a much better place to bond than Las Vegas.
I am very proud and pleased.
I mean, no chance. No chance.
What was your, what did you quote tweet that?
Oh, I said, and your final score, Golden Knights 7, Bruins 0. I will take puck line.
It's a good
Knights puck line.
It might be a good place to bond. I don't know that that's going to go well on the ice.
Yeah,
I don't know that that's going to go great.
Oh, some of these hockey players are maniacs. Didn't they say, too, that a lot of teams choose to fly in, like, day of in Vegas to, like, play the game and get the hell out, like, so they can save their team?
I don't know if it's day in, but I bet they're not spending extra days.
I think some teams are like, no, we're not going to do that. And then these guys are like, we're going to get there early. We're going to have two nights to celebrate.
I think they call it the Vegas flu.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go take in a show. So you're going to go take in a show?
The Bruins are going to have the Vegas flu tonight. Never mind how they're going to be feeling by Thursday when they play the game.
It's going to be wild.
So Vegas, back-to-back, Colorado and Utah. We got our first look at the Mammoth, Keith.
I can't wait to see the Mammoth.
And then you know who's at the Garden on Tuesday? A week from today.
Who we got?
Your guy.
My guy?
Marshy.
Oh, that's right. The reunion.
Sam.
Ah! Still calling for my job. I don't like to hear that.
Should we?
Fan favorite, Brad Marchand.
Can we go to morning skate that day? What time is morning skate? Can we go to morning skate and see if we could get...
From morning skate?
Well, we should just be like, Marshy...
You want to come on the show?
Well, that...
See if he wants to apologize.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
But just even if we can't even get to that level, just in a scrum, just kind of ask about, you know, his stance on you still having a job, I think would be good to update his stance on that.
Yeah, but I don't want to jinx it. I feel like as soon as I say that, I got to be like, turn around. He may get his wish after all. So I don't want to go there. But circle that date, October 21st.
Big week.
ESPN game?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Big week. Bruins are going to rage in Vegas. Then they have a back-to-back Colorado and Utah. And then it's Marchand here at the Garden on Tuesday.
Maybe 1-2 on the trip?
Yeah.
0-3?
It feels like, as a wise man once said, it feels like Eeks is what's about to happen for the Bruins.
Eeks City, because then it's also, they're always like, oh, yeah, after a road trip, that first game's a loss. It's like a scheduled loss. That's the Marchand game.
Well, your first game home after a road trip is always a
loss. Road trip's brutal. Yeah. First game home after the trip, brutal.
Well, yeah, you don't win. No one wins those.
What games do you win? Matinee game, brutal. They're like, all right. Let me know the game they can win.
They're just chock full of scheduled losses.
I don't like that.
Which is like the opposite of the Patriots schedule.
This is exciting.
So if you want to talk Bruins, you can. 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, the Celtics season starts a week from tomorrow, Keith.
I know.
Now, we'll be starting up Pure Hoops with Terp very soon.
Good.
High noon on Wednesdays. That'll start next week. Maybe we have some stuff in the works for Joe Mazzulla, bringing a nice Joe Mazzulla game back, which we have the beginning of the workings of. But Mazzulla the other night, this is Sunday night, and, you know, we were so much Pats talk yesterday. I did want to address some of these Mazzulla comments, but I think today's the better day to do it. Joe Mazzulla was, let's just say, fired up after a preseason win against Cleveland. Cleveland played nobody, no Mitchell, none of their starters. But Joe Mazzulla was very fired up. See if there's a certain theme to his messaging after the game.
Joe, they missed 66 shots. You guys finished with 39 defensive rebounds. It's third straight game where you're somewhere in the 60%, 60-something percent range. What do you see as a solution for the defensive rebounding?
Just keep playing. Find guys that will rebound.
Do the wings have to do more? Do you need to see more credit? What's the philosophy there as far as like wings crashing and stuff like that?
Five guys to rebound.
Needs five guys to rebound.
Five guys that can rebound.
Not one guy.
Five guys that box out.
Yeah.
Crash the glass. Get on the boards. So I think sort of an underrated part of this upcoming season is obviously you have the big storyline of like, you know, when does Jason Tatum return? The Eastern Conference, similar to the AFC, is pretty wide open. You know, does Jaylen Brown make All-NBA first team, like a push for that? You know, what is Peyton Pritchard's role? Like, if it's elevated, does he start? A couple of the new guys, blah, blah, blah. I think Joe Mazzulla is fascinating this year because how good of a coach is he? He's not going to have the best roster in basketball.
No.
What is he going to get out of these guys?
I think some of his frustration attitude there is he knows his roster kind of stinks. But, yeah, keep going.
I mean, a year ago at this time, we are saying they're going to win 70 games. They have Porzingis and Horford and Drew Holiday and Tatum and Brown and Derek White. You're like, this is – I think, was it Stan Van Gundy? He's like, this is the best roster ever assembled.
Yeah, it was.
Well, it's too strong, but like that was sort of the idea of the team. And Missoula's obviously had a lot of success so far, but now you remove a lot of that talent, and he's going to be fired up. He lives and dies with all these games, and if he doesn't have guys that he thinks are trying, he's gonna be a madman this year. I'm fascinated to see how it unfolds.
He's already a madman.
Well, he already is. So that's true.
This is the tip of the iceberg in this press conference, which was just a Joe Missoula tour de force the other night. But I think
this is preseason basketball, too, by the way. Yeah.
In a game, they won. They won. I don't have the score in front of me. Didn't they win like 133 to like 105? They killed them.
Yeah, it was 138 to 107.
They won by 30 points. And this is Joe. So in a preseason game. So he is an absolute wild man.
He's a lunatic.
And no, this year is
going to. In the best way.
This year is going to tell us a lot about Joe Missoula. I agree 100%. But I think what's bleeding through is he is frustrated with his roster.
Yeah.
Which is not frustration, I don't think, with Brad Stevens. That's frustration with the situation.
Yeah.
Bill Chisholm, and he's not alone. A lot of people are frustrated with the situation the Celtics are in, with new ownership, tearing down what easily could be a championship contender. Not favorite. Championship contender with a full roster, even without Tatum back until March.
Mm.
This is a championship contending roster. And I think he's frustrated. Nick pointed this out this morning. He didn't say I need a guy to rebound.
Five.
He didn't say two.
No.
I need five guys to rebound.
Yeah, he's pissed.
So, I mean, you think of who they lost. They don't have Porzingis. They don't have Horford. Those are both financial decisions. 1,000%.
Yeah, five guys to rebound.
Five. Not one or two. Five.
That was the other underrated part of Tatum's game. He's one of their better rebounders.
Tatum, great rebounder, especially for his size and frame and position. Mm-hmm. And never mind, you know, having other guys like Drew Holiday out there who will do the dirty work. They don't have that anymore.
You think Brown's capable of like eight rebounds a game? You do?
Oh, I think he's capable of it.
Do you think he'll get that?
No.
Probably not.
No, I don't think he'll get that number.
Five?
But he could do it.
What's his career high? I bet it's like
six is a good guess.
Six or seven.
That's a good guess. You're looking it up?
Yeah, I am looking it up because he's going to have to do that a lot more.
I bet the assists are going to go up a lot. Maybe not the rebounds.
Career high rebounds. In 2023, averaged 6.9. Nice.
Nice.
But last year was 5.8. The year before that, 5.5. He's a career 5.3 rebounds.
Okay,
a game guy.
So give him an extra.
That's going to have to go up.
Give him an extra rebound a game. But I bet the assists go up for Jaylen Brown personally.
Okay.
Would be my guess.
All right.
So I think Missoula's frustrated with that. And maybe that bled over into the next question. This is a good exchange. So he is asked to follow up about all their three-point attempts, which I do think can hurt rebounding, offensive rebound anyway. I know the last question was about defensive rebounding. But he's asked a question about the three-point attempts, and Missoula was having none of it.
Drew, you guys have taken a lot of threes because your personnel has allowed for it these past few years. You guys are employing a faster-paced style this year. Is the process of getting to those changed at all because of the faster pace? Does it lend to it differently, or is it just the same process?
I've answered that question 100 times. Find the two-on-one, make the right play versus the two-on-one. That's that simple. Could be a three, could be a layup. Find a two-on-one, do it. I've answered that for 2 years now. Find the two-on-one. What does a two-on-one present? Are there two shooters on the two-on-one?
Uh-huh.
There's two shooters on the two-on-one, you pass, you get an open shot. Uh-huh. There's not two shooters on the two-on-one, you cut. You create a two-on-one in a different way.
Got it.
I've answered that for 3 years. Why do we keep asking that?
Okay.
Create two-on-ones, find a two-on-one. Everybody should be able to answer that question verbatim based on my answers to that question for almost 3 years now. What's our offensive philosophy? Create two-on-ones. What do you do when you create the two-on-one? Read it. Find it. Last year, there was 38% three-point shooters in a two-on-one situation, so it was a pass shot. This year, there may not be a 38-40% three-point shooter on a two-on-one situation, so that two-on-one may be created off a cut. And then you can create a two-on-one in a different way. Then the cut allows us to get an offensive rebound. I don't understand. Why is it so hard? I said it for 3 years, and you just keep ignoring what I said. Find the two-on-one.
Two-on-one.
Make the right play versus a two-on-one. For however long I'm here, that will be the offensive philosophy.
You beg the desk
please
twice?
Use your time as efficiently as we can.
We might need to play that again and just highlight how many times he said. Did he say two-on-one 20 times?
You should be able to say it verbatim. Was he yelling at Terp? Who's he yelling at in this?
No.
It wasn't Terp, I know.
It was Jack Simone, maybe?
Okay.
I forget. He said the name right in there. Jack, I think, is what
if
he said.
You're joining us now, again, this is following a 30-point preseason win. A preseason game win by 31 points. and he is slamming the team. First of all, he needs five guys who can rebound, and then he's lecturing the media about his offensive philosophies.
Well, and now, is that
true?
Is that
their philosophy is jack threes.
Okay, the whole lecture, I think, is so fraudulent. He's like, no, two-on-one. I told you to get two-on-one. Is it a layup? Is it a three? Two-on-one. He said in the past, the three-point attempt, not even make.
Attempt.
The three-point attempt is the most important statistic in basketball.
He loves a three attempt.
So that's not hey, our philosophy is two-on-one. That's the philosophy of just jack up more threes than the other team, and that is the most important stat. That's such a fraudulent thing for Missoula to do. Now, it's wildly entertaining, and I loved every second of it, but I just think he's changing the narrative retroactively. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And no, it's not. It's not just about – I never said it was just about threes. Where'd you get it was just about threes? It's about two-on-ones. Two-on-one, two-on-one, two-on-one. And I just – I don't buy it.
I don't either. But I love his passion, and you never know what you're going to get from him. He was in a real salty mood after that win. So this season's going to be could be a grind on him. Now, I think there's a chance they surprise some people.
Do you think that's an example? Is that what he's feeling a little bit? Like, just, man, my roster actually kind of sucks, and this is going to be a grind, and we're not going to be as good as we thought, and we're not going to win by just jacking up threes like it was so easy to do in the past when I had the best roster. So now I actually got to do my job. Is it some of that?
I don't know. Because he's – even when the team was far and away the favorite to win the NBA title, remember him lecturing Gary Washburn about three-point attempts?
Yeah.
So, like, that's always been in him, even when they've had the best team and all these great players and a healthy Jason Tatum. But it is just hilarious to me to hear him go off. I think, you know, we don't pay attention to – all 82 press conferences of Missoula like we do all 17 of Vrabel's, but maybe we should.
Yeah.
Maybe every single post game we got to be like, what is Joe Missoula saying today?
What is
this guy up to today?
I don't know.
Find
if that's
a two-on-one. Find a two-on-one. Find a two-on-one. What does a two-on-one present? Two shooters on a two-on-one? If two shooters on a two-on-one, there's not two shooters on a two-on-one, you create a two-on-one in a different way. Create two-on-ones. Find a two-on-one. You create two-on-one. What do you do when you create the two-on-one? You're in a two-on-one, shoot around a two-on-one. So that two-on-one may create a two-on-one. Find a two-on-one. Make the right play versus a two-on-one.
19.
Like, I said, I guess 20. It was actually 19. That's unbelievable.
You know who's good at finding a two-on-one? My ex-wife. No, I'm just kidding. Unreal, though.
Nailed it.
Unreal.
Nailed it. I like he ended the press conference, too, Keith, where he's like, yeah, no, more questions. He's like, I love this. More questions.
Yeah, what else you guys got?
He got like crazy at the end. Like,
crazy.
He's like, no, why? No, whatever you got. Like Megliola or whoever was like cutting it off.
Let's
he's
go.
Like, hey, guys, no. Any question you got, I'll take on whatever you got. I love this.
I mean,
I'm built for this.
It's entertaining.
It's like,
I'll give him that.
Dude, you got to.
Yeah. Pace yourself.
I mean,
it's a long season.
I
do too, but it's the preseason. You just won a preseason game with 31 points. You're allowed to chill out a little bit. So they have one more preseason game tomorrow night. That's the last preseason game. So that'll be another chance to watch them.
I hope they rebound.
And
I
better get on the glass.
And identify the two-on-ones. Yeah. I would hope for their sake they wind up doing that.
Oh, my God. Do you think he talks to his players like he talks to the media? It's going to be a little different.
I would say probably.
Yeah. But they all like... They all like him, don't you think? The team likes him. They also know he is a little strange.
Well, they like him. They've been winning though. Like, how's that going to fly if you're 40-42 or whatever? Like, I don't think they're going to be that bad.
No, I don't either. I think they're going to be okay.
But I don't know that that kind of crap flies with the media. Like right now, they're like, oh, okay, that's just Joe being Joe. When you've lost five in a row, that kind of crap's not going to fly. Yeah. Never mind within your locker room. I don't think. But we'll see how that plays out. I agree. He's a fascinating storyline.
He is something.
What are you chuckling at over there?
No, just about somebody else is going to have to ask him. Like the Ben Volen on the Celtics beat is going to ask him about two-on-ones again, and he's going to lose his mind. And
it's
I'm looking forward to that.
It's a preseason game. I bet not even everybody's there. It's a stupid preseason
game. Good point.
So, like, somebody who is going to parachute in,
yep.
National guy, columnist in the city.
He's
going to
lose
game,
his marbles.
And he might.
Well,
or maybe he's just picking on the little guys down there. I don't know. Maybe he's just doing
lost
that.
His marbles.
617-779-7937. That was Joe Missoula along with some Bruins talk. You can discuss again on the phones. We'll get to a Tom E. Tuesday with Tommy Curran at high noon. We got Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. But on the way next, Keith.
Oh, this is exciting.
We are going to tear off
horror
movie
franchises.
Uh-huh. Some of these had very many movies.
Yes.
More than I even realized.
Correct.
But I've been cramming. You
Good.
Know, Keith's an expert on this.
That's right.
Nick is an expert on this.
Uh-huh.
Turns out most people who work at the station are experts on this.
It's true.
So we'll get to it. Tearing off horror movie franchises right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The Bruins were handed their first loss of the season yesterday. The Bees fell 4-3 to the Lightning at the TD Garden. Casey Mittelstadt, Jordan Harris, and Morgan Geeky scored the Bruins' only goals. The Bees are now off until Thursday night when the Bruins will be in Las Vegas to play the Golden Knights. On Monday Night Football, the Monday Night Football doubleheader, the Bears beat the Commanders. Nice. The Bears beat the Commanders 25-24, and the Falcons defeated the Bills 24-14. With last night's Bills loss, the Patriots are now in first in the AFC East. Both teams are 4-2, but the Patriots hold the tiebreaker over the Bills after defeating Buffalo in Week 5. Patriots players are off today. The team will return to practice tomorrow to begin preparations for Sunday's matchup against the Titans in Tennessee. Yesterday, the Titans fired head coach Brian Callahan after starting the season 1-5. In the MLB playoffs last night, the Mariners took a 2-0 ALCS lead on the Blue Jays with a 10-3 win in Toronto. Game 3 of the ALCS will be tomorrow night. In the NLCS, the Dodgers took Game 1 2-1 with a 2-1 win over the Brewers in Milwaukee. Dodgers starter Blake Snell went 8 scoreless innings, giving up 1 hit and striking out 10. Game 2 of the NLCS is tonight. First pitch is at 8:08. And tomorrow night, the Celtics wrap up their preseason schedule against the Raptors at the TD Garden. At the 99 Restaurant, $14.99 Big Deal Meals start the week off right. Satisfy big appetites every Monday through Wednesday. Try the new grilled teriyaki chicken for flavor that's always kicking. For big deal meals and a great time, you gotta love the nines. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It is a Tier Tuesday every Tuesday at 11:30, and it's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We have Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, on a Tommy Tuesday at high noon. But today, Keefe, we are tearing off horror movie franchises.
That's right, Jones. Franchises. So, Halloween, for example, is a horror movie franchise. The first movie might be a perfect movie. They had several sequels, reboots, and remakes. So what we're going to have to do is kind of combine all of them together and see where they would
Mash them all up. Gale the Snail style.
That's right. Okay. So right now we have five tiers. We can add or subtract as we go. We have the top tier, Goat.
Goat
tier. And remember, this isn't just the one movie. This is the whole franchise.
The whole franchise.
Kit and caboodle.
Yes.
Second tier down. So scary.
So scary.
Thank you, Joe.
Castig, not a horror movie guy, it sounds like. Yeah.
Well, no, most people aren't.
Yeah.
But me and Nick and Stiz and Wiggy are. So that's why we're doing this tier list. Right. And it's the spooky season. It's the smack dab middle of October. Third tier, one good one.
One good one.
So there's one good one.
Just one.
A lot of these might be a loaded tier.
It could be the whole tier.
It could be.
Yeah.
Tier below that, Frisky. This is the Frisky franchise.
Frisky's below one.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't really necessarily even have one.
Right.
I see. Got
it. It's Frisky.
Okay.
You might like a couple of them, but they're not like one really good one.
Got it.
And then the bottom tier, Eeks.
Eeks. Okay.
That's the trash tier. Those are the bad ones.
And that's a little confusing because that's not just super scary.
No, that's like, oh.
Yeah, that's like shouldn't have made these.
Eeks,
I don't like
shouldn't
it.
Shouldn't have made
not
these.
Not
Eeks. Yeah.
It's pretty terrifying.
So we have, I think, 50 different franchises to tier.
No, we don't.
No, we will look at that a little bit. Billy's going to start throwing some at us. Well, as many as we can get to.
Okay.
First one up, 28 Days Later.
All right, so they just came out with a new one this year, which was really good.
Okay. Magnum Dong.
Okay. All right.
There's some of that.
Yes, there's an alpha zombie in every way. and they show everything.
Okay.
That leaves nothing to the imagination. It is all on screen.
Okay.
All on screen.
So in some ways,
GOAT.
Just one is very apt.
I would say GOAT. Okay. So the first one was very, very good, 28 days later.
Mm-hmm.
Then what was it, 28 weeks later?
Yeah, weeks.
And then they did 28 years later. And there's going to be another sequel coming out in January. I think this latest one, so there's not as many to choose from as some of these other ones. I would say it's So Scary.
Okay. Not GOAT.
Not GOAT.
So Scary.
So Scary. Okay. Nick?
So Scary.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't like the last one, so 2 out of 3 is not bad.
Okay.
Oh, we didn't like the last one. All right.
Yikes.
Eeks.
Alien.
All right, Alien.
Yeah.
Some would argue sci-fi. I would say the first one is very much horror. The Xenomorph's a horrifying creature. There are a lot of these.
Let me ask maybe perhaps a stupid question.
No, there are no stupid questions in the tiers.
The new television show Alien Earth, that's part of this or this is just...
It is part of this, but no, we're doing...
Just films?
Ruling on this?
I think the whole universe should count.
All right, so that
leads up to the first movie.
Okay. Okay.
Not a stupid question. Ooh. How about that? Upset of the day.
All right, so I think it's more than one good one.
Okay.
But I would say...
Is it So Scary?
Yeah, I would say it's So Scary.
So Scary.
Okay, So Scary.
So Scary.
It's not the GOAT.
No.
But there's more than one good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Conjuring.
All right, so Conjuring.
That's what it feels like to me.
Yeah, you might be right. The first one's amazing.
Okay.
The second one, I don't sleep on the second one. Okay. You might not be able to sleep. You might be so scared.
Right.
So
you're making a case for So Scary over there? Is our tiebreaker? Billy, are you well-versed enough to be the tiebreaker?
I'm giving it to Nick to
okay. Nick will be our tiebreaker.
Nick is for sure the tiebreaker. No, I think one is fine. Okay. But I wouldn't snooze on the Annabelle movies. Some of the Annabelle movies are pretty good.
Okay.
And
this is the one with the house that's around here, right?
Yeah, it's in Rhode Island.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, this is they're all based on, it's true stories.
Okay.
These are all true stories.
We don't want to bump it up just because it's local.
One good one's fine.
One good one.
It's going to be controversial, I think, on Instagram.
Okay, well.
All right, we'll put it there.
Lord knows.
Child's Play.
Child's Play.
Is the first one's good?
It's not.
I don't
frisky?
Think so.
It's not even frisky.
I think it's Eeks. I've never been a fan of Chucky. You're scared of the doll?
Well, I don't know. It at least feels frisky. You're saying it's
Eeks. I'll put it in frisky if you want to put it in
you
frisky.
You want to go frisky?
Nick was already ready to put it in one.
Nick, frisky?
I'll put it in frisky. I like the first one.
Fine. How about that?
All right.
Child's Play.
Okay.
I gotta count them where I've actually seen them. So let's at least make this frisky. Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah?
It might be one. The first one's good. Although, would you argue the second one's also pretty good, part two? So the first one, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Jason Voorhees, like as you know him with the hockey mask, isn't even in it. Like it's his mom. Scary. It's a really good camp movie. There's been 12 different Friday the 13th movies.
What was the one yesterday? I liked at least one of the scenes out of that.
Oh, yeah, IFC shows.
That was Jason Goes to Manhattan, I believe.
Yeah, he was in Manhattan.
There's at least two good ones.
Did he beat the Muppets to Manhattan, or he followed up the Muppets? I think the Muppets went first.
I think the Muppets went there first. Then he
went.
Then he
went.
Yeah, I believe that's
which
right.
Which is the crossover I'd like to see.
So you're saying So Scary? You're saying just one?
I'm saying just one.
Just one?
What do you think, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of garbage.
Oof.
Yeah.
Talk about riling up the people.
People are going to be mad.
People are not going to like that.
Yeah. Listen.
Okay. Well, we want to
embrace debate.
We want to be accurate.
Yeah.
And then we'll embrace the debate. Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay.
Halloween.
All right. So this one has.
See, now that's where I assumed you were going to go with this, but I sense some hesitation.
So it's a goat villain. Michael Myers is a goat villain.
But that's not what we're grading.
The first movie is a 6 out of 6. Excellent movie. Second one, I don't mind. Third one doesn't even have Michael Myers in it.
Third one doesn't count.
Third one, yeah, but it's in the franchise. The fourth one, I actually don't mind. It's not a good movie. The fifth one gets worse. The sixth one is unwatchable.
Okay.
The Rob Zombie did two movies. One of them's good.
Okay.
There was one with Busta Rhymes.
That sounds great.
He, like, kung fu kicked Michael Myers.
Okay. You're saying that's a good or a bad one? I'm confused.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just painting the picture.
Okay.
And then there was three that Danny McBride wrote where it gets progressively worse to the point where the last one in the series might be one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Wow.
So.
It's hard to be GOAT with that much.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot bringing it down where I would argue So Scary.
So Scary. Nick?
Honestly, I was thinking Eeks because there's like four good movies. Four to 13 is not a good ratio.
Right. No, but I think
So
the
Scary.
First one like is so good.
First
that
one's one of my just favorite crazy. Movies ever, but yeah. There's a lot of
just
really bad
looking for clicks over there. Let's go with So Scary.
It's controversial.
Yeah.
So Scary.
Yeah, thank you.
It.
How many of these are there total?
Does the miniseries count?
There's an upcoming miniseries, but there is two
original miniseries.
Oh, yeah. That was like on TV, right? That was like a two-parter. That's like a super long movie with Tim Curry as Pennywise. And then they came out with two more.
Okay.
I'm not wild about it. I think it's more frisky, but people like it.
Frisky?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. That seems harsh. Frisky.
Have you seen these ones? They were very popular.
I saw the first one. That's all I've seen.
Okay.
And that was how many years ago was that?
So the first one was 1990, but then they came
back. So it's frisky.
Back.
It's not even one good one is what you're saying.
No.
Okay. Frisky. No. Yeah. Frisky. Let's do it.
A Nightmare on Elm Street.
All right, so this has got to be Stiz's favorite. This is another one. There's just so many of them. That the first one's awesome. The third one's awesome. And then there's one called The New Nightmare, which I forget even what number that is. Like seven? Six?
Freddy versus Jason count?
Yeah, that would count. That would count for both.
Okay, so it can't be one.
That would count
one.
For both. Maybe So Scary?
So scary. Yeah. Not even one good one. If there's a couple. I guess.
But you know what I'm saying? There's more than one good one.
But
though.
You won't apply the... Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. So Scary. I was hearing Frisky. Yeah. Sorry. So Scary. Where Halloween is where this should be.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, let's do that.
Scream.
Okay, now I know goat. Keith's. I know Keith's.
Goat. The Goat.
Goat. I'm trying to
pound
think
for
how...
pound. It's got some of the best stuff.
How many are there?
There are six.
So I think I've seen there's two. I like
seventh
both.
One's on the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, seventh one's next February.
Yeah, it's coming out soon. The only one that's not good is three, and even that is better than most of the sequels to like Halloween or Nightmare or Friday.
Goat.
Let's do it.
Goat.
Final Destination.
I think also Goat.
Oh, so I like the
first
one.
Are you being swayed by recency bias?
Maybe. The first one and this most recent one.
So are there three total?
No, God, no. There's six.
Six of them?
Six of them.
Five or six?
Yeah, no, seriously.
Lanny, you like these, right?
Five or six?
Love them. Haven't seen the most recent one yet, though.
All right. Okay. I'm telling you.
I would goat them without seeing the most recent
one, too. Oh, my God. Then okay, goat.
Well,
dude,
finally. Goat!
What are we even talking about, then? Okay, I guess it's goat. Yeah. Okay. I like the first one very much. Okay. That's all I've seen.
The Purge.
Eeks. Okay.
The Purge is frisky. Well, Purge is better than Eeks.
That's not what Nick says.
Is it?
Yeah, Purge is a good time.
I never seen it.
You know who likes the Purge? Wiggy loves the Purge.
I can't even have Nick break the tie on this. I've not seen these.
There's a lot of them.
Okay.
Very violent. Hyper violent.
Do we have anything in Eeks?
No.
Eeks. Eeks.
Okay.
Well, Eeks. Jam it down.
We will. There'll be some in Eeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hellraiser.
Hellraiser is frisky. First one's good. Then it gets kind of off the rails. It's a classic. Pinhead, the whole thing.
Even if you're just going to go frisky, it's a frisky movie.
It is frisky.
Oh, like this.
Like
I should watch it frisky?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like IFC, I'm seeing everything.
Mature.
Yeah, I'm IFC and all of it.
For a mature audience.
Okay, good. All right, frisky then. Good.
Jaws.
Is this one good one?
Yep. One good one.
That's one that when I was scrolling through, I'm like, this is one I actually feel pretty 100%. Strong about. That's one.
I can't
good
wait
one.
For people to not read franchises and see Jaws in the middle.
Conjuring
tier.
Jaws, Friday the 13th. People are going to be pissed about one good one, but it's franchises. We need to make sure Terp writes franchises.
That's a perfectly laid trap, is what that is.
React. You're snitching on yourself for not listening to the segment.
Dance, puppets, dance. Yeah, no, that's a well laid trap. I like it. Okay.
Paranormal Activity.
These are pretty good, but.
I was going to go frisky.
I was going to say frisky.
I saw the first one. Yeah. That doesn't feel...
I think they're pretty frisky.
Anything higher than frisky.
Yeah. A Quiet Place.
I hate these movies.
Eeks.
I hate these movies.
You do?
I'm not a fan.
Lana, this feels almost Wiggy level hating him and those... who's the director? Why am I blanking?
He hates Jordan Peele.
Thank you, Jordan
Peele.
Yeah,
he hates Jordan Peele.
He hates... but this people like these movies,
Them. People love them.
Yeah, so this feels like a bold flavor.
I didn't even like the first one, and then they've made two after that. The third one's okay, but like, no, this is Eeks to me. Not
Eeks.
A fan.
Eeks. Yeah. Okay.
Saw.
Goat.
Saw's got to be good.
Goat.
Right?
Saw's insane.
So what's... Well, I guess we'll get to these coming up, that's not a very full tier, but I think
no,
it belongs
it's not.
Up there.
I love Saw. There's so many of... There's 10 of these bad boys.
Yeah, so
and most of them are good.
I saw two of them.
Okay.
Yeah, not none.
It was a fun thing. You get to. It came out like when we were in college. Every Halloween, they like just pumped them out every year. It's great.
Where am I? Scary Movie.
Oh. I like Scary Movie.
Scary movies are good.
I like
They're
them.
Coming out with another one too. There's the Wayans are
one.
Back.
Isn't there more than one good one?
No, there's two good ones though. Yeah. Thing. So I would put it more in so scary.
Everything else weighs then, those two down.
Because then the Wayans
Simon aren't... Rex era.
Right. Well, I do like Simon Rex.
I think
shout out to.
I think I only saw the first two.
Dirt Nasty,
yeah,
is his rap name.
so scary.
A little Three Loko rejoin, at least one that you maybe can play.
Yeah,
I would say So Scary.
So Scary
because it kind of falls off a cliff. There's some funny jokes after the first two, but the first two are really where it's at.
Okay, yeah.
So Scary.
Thank you,
Joe.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
One.
This is a one. Oh no, this might be So Scary. I thought the reboot was pretty good with But Jessica Biel.
That counts?
Yeah.
All I'm going to say with Alexandra Daddario.
That one, too. Ooh. No, not that one. But
that one was horrible.
The Jordana Brewster one.
Yeah.
They're not bad.
The new one's
this
horrible.
This is how they should do May or May Not, which is who's in the movie.
Just
do.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Who would you cast in the next Texas Chainsaw Massacre? Like, I don't know. It's not my job.
Okay, I thought one. Am I outvoted on this? I would say one.
I bumped it up one because I feel like there's more than
so
just
so scary.
One. Thank you. Oh, the new one's good. Or not the new one. The like the reboot with Jessica Biel.
The reboot of the reboot.
All right, you two are the experts. So Nick is siding with you, yes. Okay.
I know what you did last summer.
One good one.
Okay.
One good one.
The Exorcist.
Oh.
Mm.
One good one.
No, because Exorcist 3, sneaky, very, very good.
Yeah?
Yes.
So scary.
Yep. So right. Put it in so scary.
Scene one.
Okay. Evil Dead.
So scary.
Honestly? Goat.
Yeah?
You're going to goat it?
I'm going to goat. There's no bad one.
I forgot about Evil Dead Rises.
So Evil Dead Rises. So it's Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness. Then there was another Evil Dead, and then there was Evil Dead Rise. Okay. It's legit. It's good. Yeah, or great. It's goat.
Goat. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, not good. I don't understand your terminology over there. Good and great. It's goat. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Leprechaun.
Eeks. Got to be Eeks.
No doubt.
I've seen that.
No doubt.
Eeks.
What, you don't like Leprechaun Goes to the Hood?
He went to space after the Hood. No, he went to the Hood
after
space.
No, the Hood
space.
Was number two, I think.
Yeah, he went to space after. Yeah. Although Jennifer Aniston, film debut. Leprechaun 1.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's wrestling a leprechaun out there.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
What else?
Wrestle my leprechaun. Final one, VHS.
Lord. So scary.
Ooh, you want to put it up? It's so scary, Nick. I think it's more.
I've seen none of these, so I'll butt right out.
Frisky. I'll put it on the same tier as Paranormal Activity. Yeah, and it also makes the graphic look snappier. So this is what we have.
Good guy. That's the kind of logic I can support.
This way, it's all in one line.
Yeah, good.
So goat tier, we have Scream, Final Destination, Saw, and The Evil Dead.
Nice.
The So Scary tier, 28 Days Later, Alien, Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street, Scary Movie, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and The Exorcist.
I think people are going to get a little fired up.
They are.
That. Yeah.
The one good one, The Conjuring, Friday the 13th, Jaws, and I Know What You Did Last Summer.
People are definitely going to get fired up about Jaws.
Frisky, Child's Play, It, Hellraiser, Paranormal Activity, VHS.
Nailed that.
Maybe we move It up one?
Let's hear the bottom tier.
Eeks, The Purge, A Quiet Place, and Leprechaun.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty satisfied with this.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get those posted. Do you want to make a late adjustment on It? How do you feel about that?
What do you think about It? Should we move it up one, Nick?
Because the first one is actually good.
That's where I was initially at.
So we'll move It up one.
Bump that up. That's pleasing. That's aesthetically pleasing on the graphic? That's aesthetically
pleasing?
There's
a lot more choices here. Should I put Children of the Corn on Eeks?
Oh.
Pop that on there.
Oh, you just jam that in there?
I could.
Okay.
Yeah, look at that.
Make it move. See. People want to. There were a few that scrolled
Omen.
By.
Oh, yeah. Where do you want to put the Omen?
I saw the first Omen. Is Omen one good one? I don't know. People. Oh, yeah. Actually, multiple places now. Twitch
are
and
asking
text
about
letter.
Omen?
No, they're asking about Hostel movies. I saw that in Twitch and on the text.
All right. We can put Hostel on there. Where do you want to put Hostel? Frisky?
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I was just telling you what
probably,
people are
probably
I was
frisky.
Telling you what people right. are talking about.
I'll put Hostel and Frisky.
Okay.
What was the other one we just said? The people wanted? Omen. Oh, Omen.
Omen had one good one.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I don't know if the rest of dragged it all down.
This is great. Oh, yeah, okay. No, this looks good. This is a snappy graphic. We'll tweet it out.
Movie franchises. Go check those out at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. You can yell at Keefe21 at Jones WEEI. That's probably the best way to do that. We have Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday at high noon. And let's get to Belichick. Very interesting yesterday. And it sounds like Bill is actually going to coach on Friday against Cal. So let's get to that with all your thoughts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's next?
What an exchange that was yesterday.
Wow.
First of all,
yeah,
the question,
yeah,
just pretty, chef's kiss.
Pretty strong.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
Anytime I, you don't hear that often, Keith.
No,
when
you're
someone
telling
asks
me.
A question and I yeah. go, so you're telling yeah. me.
I've been listening to your words. You're telling me. Before I ask my question, let me just make sure I'm hearing you right.
When I say that, I think it's Pat Welter from WRAL, who I think was on with Greg's show last week.
Yeah.
I believe is the same guy from WRAL.
Yeah.
When I tell you I have a new hero, him asking, so you're telling me you think you got things figured out here? You know, the administration stuck their neck out for you, yeah. and you're telling me you think you're doing a good job here?
You're telling me that you believe this process is working?
This process that you have going on? I like
wow.
how he also pointed out that, like, North Carolina, it was not a doormat.
Nope.
He's like, this is a parade. Not that you should throw a parade for making a bowl game in college football, but, like, that's what they were.
Yeah.
They were a 500 team, and they made a change thinking that they were going to go to the moon, and they have not. They have struggled. They've taken a bit
we
of a
need
setback.
To bring that. We need to bring that in. In our line of questioning on,
you're
like, Patriots
me.
Monday, you're telling me.
So you're telling me.
You think,
try that on Friday with Unmanu.
Hunter Henry, you're telling me you tried to catch that pass in the end zone a couple of weeks
you're
ago? You're telling me you tried to catch that? That's what that is? Christian Ellis, you're telling me you tried to tackle the first 5 weeks of the year?
Yeah, this is, I'm excited for the game on Friday night. UNC versus Cal.
Well, it sounds like he's coaching it.
Yeah.
And if Bill has his way, he's going to be successful like he's been every single place he's been. Did he say that too?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Everywhere you've been, Bill.
I don't know.
Really?
Cleveland? I guess on a curve. Right?
Cleveland?
Does he count Cleveland? I guess he's counting Cleveland.
I think he might have forgot how bad Cleveland was.
I think maybe.
Just like everywhere I've ever been. .. with Tom Brady.
I was going to say, you've been in two places, and when you had Tom Brady, it was great. It was awesome.
It didn't end well. It didn't start well before you got Brady. Cleveland didn't go well. It's not going well in UNC. But whatever, sure, wherever you go, it just works out, Bill, I guess. I guess we're all just wrong about that, and we should just trust you.
5 years in Cleveland, 6-10, 7-9, 7-9, 11-5, 5-11.
Just like everywhere he's been, it works out, Keith.
He was 8 games under .500 in Cleveland. But it's
one playoff appearance.
But trust the process.
He did win.
Yeah, you know, he got a playoff win.
A game. He did win a playoff game there. So don't take that away from him, as you like
to
say.
I mean, if you're grading on the
Josh, all his.
If you're grading on the Josh McDaniels head coaching curve,
sure.
The Belichick was a success.
Sure.
But if you're comparing him to everybody else, or if you're throwing your resume in somebody's face, then I don't know if you want to use that one.
It sounds like Bill's actually going to coach that game, though.
Yeah. I wonder if some of the reports, both in like the joint statement, if they're like, are we going to figure this out a little bit longer? I don't know. They're probably like, we owe this guy a lot of money. We're trying to figure out a way to get out of the money. This season's already toast, right? They're 4 games in. This seems like a lost season.
Lost season, done. And the recruits are all going to flee.
Yeah.
So maybe he makes it through the year.
That's
maybe.
What I'm saying. I mean, I thought 1 year was a bold enough take. I was like, he's going to be 1 and done. It's like, now he might be halfway through and done.
I would stick with he doesn't get to year 2.
But
it sounds like he's coaching this game, which last week seemed tenuous. I'd say at this point, it sounds like he's now coaching the Cal game.
But if you have another game, it's easy to say, like, oh, just get through another couple of games. But in college football, if he has another performance like the Clemson game, Clemson
will.
Stinks, by the way.
Yes.
They're down 28-3 in the first quarter. If that happens to Cal or one of these other teams, then, like, they might have to speed up that move.
So add that to the list. You can discuss the horror movie tiers, horror movie franchise tiers, I should say.
Thank you.
At
Big
Jones,
distinction.
At Jones and Keefe, already getting a lot of feedback there on Twitter and Instagram. You can also get to our Patriots conversation, Bruins, Joe Mazzulla, and now add Belichick as well. But coming up next, Tom E. Tuesday with Tom E. Curran from NBC Sports Boston. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know, who do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.